Hello.
What is up?
So we've gone and adapted to make sure that you can get episodes of both of us. It was also getting really annoying and boring recording by ourselves.
Yes.
I don't know.
I was over it.
I know, I was definitely over it. And there were times when I was recording and I would like look to the left and there would be nobody there. And I'd be like, oh wow,
There was one episode that I had to record in my closet because it was too loud. And I was like, this is getting really dark.
I started off recording in my room, and then because I would wake up, pretty much everyone in this house would wake up early. So I was like, fuck, I can't record in the house because they're all loud. They would bust in my room. I'd have to re-record. So I had started sitting in the car inside of the parking lot where no one would go. And then people would like walk by the car because obviously people are in parking lots trying to get their exercise in now. So people would walk by the car and they would see me bust out laughing and there's no one in the car. There's no phone visible. This episode, this pandemic has taken a toll on me.
Same. I'm there. I'm finally 3 months later.
Bro, I just wanna go outside and have a normal life. And I don't okay, not normal, new and improved because some shit gotta take
and
place.
New and improved for sure.
But like I just wanna be able to go outside again and condone myself the way I was doing in January when it was
right,
cold outside.
I don't wanna be thinking about it too much.
Yeah. I just don't wanna have to something for me, at least, I would get outside and be like, oh my god, I forgot my charger. Now I go outside, oh god, I done forgot my mask.
I forgot my sanitizer.
Yo! Like, so now yeah, I just, sure. I've been carrying, like, little crossbody bags. I put a mask in every one of them just so I can remember to have one.
Masks are like to be condoms.
Literally.
Like, you literally have to, every time you dip into the world, you have to wrap it up.
Nah, facts. Or like you start. I remember when my grandmother used to talk about like when people started getting HIV and shit, and how like they were like looking at them all weird. Now when people cough, I look at them all weird.
Yo, my allergies are messed up.
Not
so
same.
I've been coughing nonstop, and it's not acceptable to cough in public anymore. So I'm just sitting there like dying, like trying to suppress that ever happened. Like, dang, this really messed
up. No, it's tough.
Life is never going to be the same after this. And maybe that's okay.
No, that it's definitely okay. I'm upset that it took this pandemic for certain things to be noticed. Like, the lack of hygiene. And me and Shay talk about this all the time. It took a pandemic for y'all to wash y'all hands.
Yes.
It took a pandemic for y'all to be able to give a space in line. Because white people be all over you in line.
On top, on your neck, on the scalp.
They trying to make sure nobody.
On the neck, on the scalp.
They don't want nobody cutting them. They be right there on your lap.
And they still don't even follow the 6 feet.
No, they don't. I forgot where I was, and the lady was like right behind me. And I said something to her, and she's like, oh, I didn't realize it was that big of a deal. Bitch, it's footprints on the floor for a reason.
Nobody's following the footprints at all.
There was this one lady in the store.
Like, somebody else.
This woman in the store was like, that's not even 6 feet. My husband's 6 feet. And he, if he lays right there, he's going to be longer than that. This ain't 6 feet.
Wait, that's what I've been thinking too. Are these actually...
No, it's not 6 feet. I want to say maybe 4 feet. Because they're not right. 6 feet.
Like, they're like the size of a small child.
Yeah, maybe they meant like... 60 inches or something, I don't know.
Listen, I know somebody lying because I know they ain't 6 feet.
No, they're not 6 feet. It's crazy because they were saying like, oh, it's the size of two shopping carts. No the fuck it's not.
No.
One shopping cart can fit between those little dots. I don't know what the CDC think they got going on here.
They think we don't know how to measure.
I know how to measure.
Right.
A lot of
people probably don't even know how to measure. So they just think, oh yeah, that is 6 feet.
I've been to slap somebody if you come within my unsecured 6 foot bubble.
I want the bubble. I want the physical plastic bubble thing.
Yo, can we get them? Like, would we get in trouble for being in a store in a bubble? But how would we shop?
I would put my hands out. I'm not against putting my hands out.
No, but is there bubbles made with the hand part out?
We can invent them.
Oh, okay. I'm with it. We're always this is our problem.
Right, this is the problem.
We can invent it.
Oh,
okay.
I don't see this in the world. Okay,
try to invent it. 43 hours into this new invention. We got a new invention within the new invention. But
don't get done though.
That's our life for the last 3 months, trying to figure out what the fuck is happening in this world.
There's still no answer.
And how the fuck we can make something new out of the bullshit that we see.
Right.
But okay, you want to introduce the
icebreaker.
How did we even start doing icebreakers? I don't even remember.
I don't know, but I think they're pretty fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm like, when I used to hold meetings, I was the icebreaker queen. I'm pretty sure people hated me for it. But, like, it's just something, like, everyone thinks a meeting is supposed to be, like, super, like, strict and super formal, blah, 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 blah. Especially, like, corporate bullshit. But you can make it fun.
But that's why people, oh, my God, excuse me, guys. That's why people hate going to meetings, because people don't know how to have fun. They gotta sit there, they wanna sit in a meeting for 4 fucking hours where we're all just miserable and hate each other.
No, I hated that. So, always an icebreaker. And today's icebreaker is gonna be, in a perfect world, dot, dot, dot. And you're gonna finish the sentence. However you see fit, just one sentence.
In the perfect world, I have an edge control that actually slays my edges. Period.
Girl, I got one. I found one.
Put me on.
Yo, shout out to that booster shit. That shit was mad good. I just used it on my twist, and my edges are still laid.
Have you gone outside yet?
I have. Still good. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was hot. So she might be a winner. Okay.
Adds
in a perfect world, I'm at the beach all day, every day.
Yo, I'm so sick of Shirai trying to go to the beach. It is not like I'm like mad at her for wanting to be there, but like, you guys have to hear the conversations that me and her have. And it'll be like, oh wow, I really could go for a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. Wow, I can go to the beach. Like,
yo, listen, once the sun is out, like, I'll always want to be at the beach. Like, I like beach life. It's just so calm. It's just so, like, how can you be mad at the beach? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How can you be mad at the beach? And especially if you go, like, early enough, like, beach life is my thing.
I just don't, I don't like.
I love love.
I love beaches and I love love. I'm gonna get you a t-shirt made. I love beaches and I love love. I don't have a problem going to the beach, but my biggest issue is getting sand in between my toes.
Oh.
I don't like it. I don't like the feeling of it. And then it makes me, there's no way to, like, wash your feet without going back into the sand.
Yes.
And then when you get to your car, like, you realize that you don't have any more water because you drank it on the beach so you didn't get dehydrated. Story of my life.
I love how tired the beach makes you. I like that, like, you can spend a good day at the beach, you come home, and, like you're tired. I like that, like, after beach feeling. Maybe not even tired, but you're just super, super relaxed.
Well, I go to the beach and I freak out, so I don't get the same feeling with you, but I can assure you that I understand where you're coming from, though.
Good.
All right. All that matters. So we are gonna talk today about current events, and that's how I'm gonna word that. Current events.
Right. Current events.
Go ahead, Shay. Boom.
Oh wow. Okay.
Because I have to get my words right.
No, that's okay. Okay, so obviously, like, everyone who has, even if you live under a rock, you know that we've been in, like, having a lot of protests. We've been having a lot of, like, discussion on social media. Hopefully people are having discussion in their homes as well. Nye and I have been having a lot of discussion on our own. And you can't get away from it. So it's something we wanted to kind of just come together and talk about, which I'm glad we were able to, like, figure this way out for us to talk together instead of doing separate episodes. But yeah, there's a lot happening. Obviously, there's the George Floyd situation that happened where he was murdered by police, in case you don't know. And Breonna Taylor also murdered by police. And then a lot of other stories that just have been popping up about police brutality against Black bodies. And we were just talking about, like, whether or not we wanted to talk about this, but, like, not trying not to get too political, but I think it's kind of important because we are Black women and these are things that plague us. And sometimes I feel like with certain platforms, people don't want you to talk about this in a way that, like, allows you to vent. Like, if you are all happy content all the time, they want you to stay all happy content all the time, but our content is going to be a reflection of our reality as well. And unfortunately, this is a reality that we have to deal with in trying to navigate being creators and not saying anything too crazy, but also wanting to speak our truth. Like, so I just hope you understand us and what we're saying throughout this episode. It's not to make it political, but it is to, I guess, just talk about our reality, which obviously you guys seem to care about if you've listened to us thus far.
And if you've listened thus far and you don't care, you're an idiot. Like,
like, I mean, thank you for still consuming some content you don't care about.
Right, but. Right. But you, it's very hard to, how many episodes we have? Like 20, right?
Yeah.
You don't listen to 20 episodes and don't have a regard for the people you're listening to. Like, you have way too much time on your hands, and I suggest you get a hobby.
Keep listening.
No, definitely keep listening, but I want to encourage you to really think about what you're doing, because
it's a little questionable.
It is crazy, because I know if you're listening to this and you genuinely care about it, you're probably like, why wouldn't someone have a regard for you guys? Trust, it happens.
Right, yeah.
Not everyone is listening to your content because they support you.
Right, and some people are listening because they want to take the notes to tear you down, like...
Society.
Everybody's going to try to find this episode and be like, they're canceled.
Yo, literally, I'm so tired of the... You know what, we'll get into that. The canceled post.
Cancel culture, yeah.
Let me write this, canceled post, because I didn't see some shit yesterday that... I seen it on three separate occasions, and I decided to school my cousin on it. But we'll get into that. But, like she said, we wanted to come and talk about this. For me, it's a tough conversation because with certain topics, we can agree to disagree. This is not a topic where I'm willing to allow you to disagree with me because of how wrong the situation is.
All right.
Police brutality is something that I personally... have witnessed, been protesting for my whole fucking life. Like, I don't think there's ever been a time period. Like, obviously every year there's not, like, someone killed by police brutality, but, like, this is an ongoing fight. There's funding for it. All of my life I've been seeing people fund for to help stop police brutality. It all got worse, I want to say, with the whole Trayvon Martin case. Because that's not that that's what, like, George Zimmerman wasn't a cop, but, like, the police backed him up with what he was doing. And then that just let them go to a whole nother level of what they were doing.
Right.
And it's not like they weren't doing what they were doing before Trayvon Martin, but that gave them more ammunition to be bolder about it. I've been seeing, I forgot who it was, someone's sign was like, George Floyd wasn't a wake up call. Yeah, I just was. Missing the alarm or whatever. And that person's right. I genuinely feel like now, like, because we're on lockdown, because we have to sit home and watch the news and pay attention to social media, we are forced to like bring this to light right now. And it's not that it wasn't brought to light before, but now y'all have, they have no choice but to hear us protest, to see what we have to say, to watch what we're saying. You know, they're watching what we're saying. They're watching our revolution. They're watching all that we have to say, because we have, they have no choice right now. I think it's very unfortunate that we had to get to having to stay in the house so people be sick for them to realize what the heck was going on in the world and to genuinely, you know, want to try and change some things. It's so much happening, like, and it's so much happening within one movement.
Yes, like, so much. And I feel like now that, like we're not the only people who are worried about the coronavirus and have been staying at home. Like, the rest of, a lot of the world has been too. And so they've also gotten a glimpse of, like, what's really, really happening in the U.S. and then also reevaluating things that happen in their own country. Like, I've seen protests in Mexico where people are protesting the police. So it's like, it's trickled down a little bit to where it's been like us here doing like the Black Lives Matter movement, but then other people are still just protesting violence in general.
Right.
And I like that, because it's not like, everyone should be fighting for their freedom, whatever they feel like their freedom is, people should be fighting for that.
Right.
And so I do like that the rest of the world is either on our side and they're protesting in on behalf of like Black Lives Matter and standing with Black people and trying to get some kind of like clarity and understanding and freedom and relief from violence in this country, which has been inflicted from the dawn of time.
Right.
Or they're fighting for their own freedoms and they're, you know, they're using their voice.
And I think it's great that it's like all 50 states have had protests, and like, I think it was like over 10 countries have also been protesting along with the Black Lives Matter movement, along with the End Police Brutality movement. Like, it's happening all over the place now. And I think that's great, because before, with the whole Trayvon Martin thing, Mexico stayed out of it. Africa stayed out of it. Like, they stayed out of it. And the fact that it's like now, and like I said, it could genuinely, like, certain countries are back open, like they're operating as normal, but like the fact that this is happening in America and they have our back, I think that feels great.
Yeah,
especially all 50 states. I would never ever in my mind imagine Texas having our back on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Iowa,
yes, like those places like that, is all 50 states. There's been a protest every day since the situation happened in every state. It's not like on Monday, Connecticut, on Tuesday, New York, on Thursday, New Jersey, on Friday, Florida, on, you know, like so on and so forth. It hasn't, every day, every state has been having protests still. I think that is amazing. And they said that this is like the biggest it's ever been. And I think it's amazing. I'm glad that I could be, like, first of all, what a time to be alive. Like, we're living through a freaking pandemic and a freaking, like, a revolutionary war in its way. Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
My grandkids are gonna have a lot of content to...
Uh-huh.
I'm letting y'all know right now, if they put this in the history books and they misquote anything, I'm suing. I'm going at somebody's head.
Yo, 2020 has been so crazy that I've started a whole separate journal.
Yo!
Like, I was, like, writing in my regular journal. I was like, wait, I think 2020 needs its own journal.
Yo, and you know what? You might fill them up a few times.
Right.
Because it's June. Like, we still got 6 months to go.
I don't even want enough.
Listen, I just hope that we're back outside soon. I miss my wings and shit. But
I also wanted to, sometimes people think talking about these topics, like, oh, you're being political, you're being this, you're being that. But this is something that, again, like I said before, it's something that concerns our direct reality.
Right.
Like, as Black women, like, we are directly affected. I'm not saying that the police are harassing us, but they could just because of how we, like, you know what I mean? Like,
bro, they are harassing us because they harass other black people. And people, right. People are very quick to say, like, oh, you know, if you haven't been targeted by the police, you have nothing to worry about. That's a lie. I live in Bridgeport, as everybody knows, and like the police know me. I'm someone who's cool with the police, like, hey, how y'all doing, whatever case might be. But that don't mean that they won't switch up on me. They right. can definitely, and if I move a certain way one night, they can definitely take that into their own hands. But you okay. never, and I say this, they harass you because I have friends from all different walks of life. If I'm with that friend and they're treating my friend differently, they're gonna be looking at me. So now I'm in their binoculars. They're acting a certain way toward me because of who I'm with. If I'm walking through a certain city, they're watching me because of where I am. Like, and it's simply because my skin is black. I've seen however many white men are outside with a hoodie on and nothing is said to them. They're not even looked at this in a different way. But let a black man...
And they actually are suspicious. They right. actually are suspicious right. the whole time. And statistically, like, if you're worried about somebody going to mess up some kind of public event or do something violent toward a group of people, are you going to think that a black woman is going to do it or a white man is going to do it? Right. Some people might say you're going to think that the angry black woman is going to do it. However, statistics, the facts have shown that it's been
wiping. Time and time again, too. Like, you've never seen a black man shoot up a school for no reason. It wasn't a black man who shot up a church. It wasn't a black man who shot up a movie theater. Like, it's fucking white people. And right now, who's fucking looting and throwing TVs out of Target? Fucking white people. But y'all won't say anything about that. And then the people who are saying, like, looting is not protesting... Looting is a type of protest. It is not peaceful, but it is a type of protest. Now,
but I think even the idea of, like, asking someone, oh, to protest peacefully, like, you guys don't hear us when we're speaking in our regular voice to say stop. And then when we gather in a large group, we still want that to be peaceful. And then if that doesn't work, we have to resort to the ways that you understand, which is violence, overtaking.
But they've taught us that. When black people didn't right. when black people didn't listen to white people, they didn't peacefully talk to us. They didn't respectfully say anything to us. They knocked us the fuck out with a whip.
Exactly.
They hung us. They've attacked right. us. So this is behavior that you brought me to this land that you stole. And you forced me to work on it. You forced me to learn whatever it is that you wanted me to learn. When I didn't do something the way you liked it, or to your advantage, you beat me.
Right.
That was your protest for when I didn't do something to your advantage. Now that you're killing us, and that is a big disadvantage to us, now you want us to stand there silently with our hands up so you don't want us to shoot.
Doing our hymns, you want us to sing and dance. No. That can't be, it's not the way. I'm not even gonna say it's not the way. It's just not the way. Now, the looting thing, at first I was like, this shit is crazy. Like, they're looting. But then I was like, I feel like it makes sense too. Like, there's, of course, a bigger thing. It's the looting, I don't think, has to do with Black Lives Matter. So I don't even want people to connect that. But I think people think that things have to happen in steps. Like, okay, today we're going to fight white supremacy. Tomorrow we're going to fight freaking climate change. And then the next day, we're gonna fight capitalism. No, I feel like things can be fought at the same time. And so I feel like the looting was less about Black Lives Matter. It's not about Black Lives Matter at all.
It's not.
But I think it was more of a big fuck you to capitalism, a big fuck you to the country. Like, y'all are not hearing us, so we are gonna take things. Like, y'all are not gonna hear us until we mess up your pockets.
Right.
That's what it's
going to
be.
I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing how many non-black people are involved with this as well.
Right.
Especially those white people that are looting. Like, and there are some white people, like, okay, the whole Target situation. First things first, let's clear the air about the Target situation. So it's not that Target didn't want to give them supplies for their protests. But from the beginning of the pandemic, they limited supplies to people who, like, when you came in there and bought them. You couldn't buy 4 gallons of milk. You can't buy 4 cartons of eggs. You can't buy 4 rolls of toilet tissue. You can't buy 4 bottles of bleach. Like, that's been the situation from the beginning of time. Even in states that has opened up, there's still a limit on what you can buy. Because just because the state has opened up doesn't mean that people are still not going to be getting infected with this disease. Right. Bottom line to it. When those people went to Target, they were trying to buy, each of them were buying gallons at a time, and they were told no due to the limit that they have on the items. People took that as they didn't, like, you know, Target was supporting the police. That's not what it was. That's not what it was at all. It had nothing to do with police. Yes, Target does fund toward police, but they also fund toward education, which is very big. They also fund toward homelessness, which is very big. They also do, like, there's other things that they fund for. Police get the least bit of Target's funding. The least bit. So while everyone's trying to boycott Target in this situation, you have to understand the whole fact of the matter is, yes, they do give them $500 for however they decide to divvy it up, but they're also giving you $10,000 per student for education that's within a program that they have. They're also giving you free food for people who are on WIC, which there's a great number of people on WIC, especially right now. They give you, like, people who are on food stamps get certain things for free. There's a number of you guys on food stamps right now. So it's not that they were completely, oh, Black lives don't matter because we're not going to give you this milk for this protest. It's, there's still a limit on it. And people weren't understanding that. So how would you feel if you weren't a protester and you went in that store to get your kid a gallon of milk, but you couldn't because the protesters took it? Now it's like, okay, now you're fighting against the, you know, police brutality, but now my kid is hungry. Now we have a whole other movement to start fighting for, right? Because you decided you were going to take the milk and not do what you're supposed to do the correct way. I am not at all defending Target. I'm just clearing the air when it comes to that. That was Target's stance on that. They looted Target for whatever reason, which that reason was being they felt like they were defending the police and not the people at the time. I think that's stupid. Right. I think it's stupid to businesses that support Black people on such a high level. And I know people are, I know people who listen to this podcast are probably like, Nye supporting Target because she's always shopping there. Walmart does not sell Black owned businesses' products. Target does. The Honey Pot is a Black product. It's a Black owned product that's sold in their stores. Taraji P. Henson, her product is not the best, but they sell it there. Freaking Walmart has Shea Moisture, which, as we found out this week, was not a Black-owned product.
Right.
It's Black advertising.
Bad companies are no longer Black-owned.
Right, but when you go in Target, so if you look, if you guys look at the list, because I did research before I started talking about this. If you look at the list, and if you need the list, I can definitely repost it. If you look at the list, all of those white-owned companies that are Black advertised are sold in Walmart because they are of, quote-unquote, a cheaper everyday value for Walmart.
Right.
Those Black-owned products, so Curls, Auntie Jackie's, whoever the other people are called, like, they're not sold in Walmart. They're sold in Target. And that's all across the board. You can go to any Target and pick up these products unless they are sold out. Walmart does not offer you that at all.
Right.
So you're looting Target, who stands, who has been standing for you when this whole movement was pushed back in the corner. Because let's be honest, we don't protest this shit unless somebody gets killed.
Right.
Someone gets killed, we're protesting
it's
until...
It's not a part of our normal life.
Right. Like, they protest until the...
only pop up when it's like, right, when it's time to go to war.
Right.
On a normal day, and that's, this is what I don't want, like, for this to, like, fizzle out. Because that's the reason why we even have to keep going through it. It's because we let it fizzle out for too long. And we're no longer mad about it. And then it becomes, okay, let this person rest in peace. Let's just have peace. Let's just have peace. But, like, there has... we can't let it fizzle out. That's basically what I'm getting at.
Right, right. We can't, because Target is there for the black community when this shit is not going on. And let's just be honest about it. I still haven't seen a Black Lives Matter thing from Walmart. And it's not to compare Target to Walmart, but y'all done was ready to loot at freaking Target for what happened, and because they give a little bit of money for the freaking police. But what is Walmart doing on the flip side of this? What is Walgreens doing on the flip side of this? What is CVS doing on... What the fuck is Chick-fil-A doing? Like, it's so many other places that y'all need to be questioning, but you're not. But because Target refused a gallon of freaking milk, refused multiple gallons of milk for one purchase, now you want to loot them. It's, like, stupid. And we need to stop. And it's not everyone who's protesting, but you guys have to stop letting these white people lead your protest.
Right.
It's great that they want it, like, white community, like, Fairfield is a white community within Connecticut, and, I mean, it's a white neighborhood in Connecticut, and they had a protest for the whole Black Lives Matter movement, and their mayor and all those other people that were, like, on the front lines for it, they got it together because it's a white neighborhood, but the minute it was time to, you know, speak truth and to talk on the subject, they passed the mic to the black person who knew what was going on. There are protests happening that are completely white, like, and it's an amazing thing, but it's like white people don't know all the facts of what's happening. So you guys have to...
And they don't feel it the way black people do. Like, they can understand it, but they're not going to feel it the same way.
Right.
They don't know what it's like to constantly see someone who looks like them on the screen because they're no longer with us.
Right.
They don't know what, like, you know what I mean? They don't know what it's like to constantly have to debate, like, all right, like, how is it going to... How am I gonna look if I go when I go outside like this?
Right.
It's a little late and I wanna wear a hoodie. Can I actually do that? Like, they don't know that reality. And also, when you allow, this is not me saying I don't want white people to be a part of the protest. I'm just saying that it's something that we have to be very careful of, because sometimes you can't just tell good character based on who just pulls up. So you can be organizing your protest and you let people know that you want the community to be a part of it. And these white people come and they tell you, hey, we want to be a part of it. We want to, like, definitely show up for you. If you guys can you hear the cops in the background of me?
Yes.
Okay. The cops are here. Not for me, but they you don't know who you're actually getting. So, like, even if you bring them in and they go protest with you, they start looting. It reflects on you.
Yes.
Like, and that's what's been happening. Everyone has been associating a lot of the looting with people who are protesting for Black Lives. And I feel like that, in a way, it takes away from the message, because they're not listening if we peacefully protest. They're not going to listen if we're, like, in the streets, like, screaming, but then they're definitely not gonna listen because we're looting.
Right.
Like, and it's like, even if it's just not us looting, the fact that they even see them looting from anybody that's quote unquote standing with us, it tarnishes our message.
Right. This is just a really tiring process, because you have to, like, I have friends who are like, oh my God, all right, I got home tonight at 9 o'clock. I can shower, I can eat, I can go to sleep, and I have to be right back up tomorrow morning at 9 to go back out on protest. And then you have the people who, I gotta make sure that these people have water at their protest. Like, this is a lifestyle. Black people are consistently protesting against something. And it's tiring.
Whether it be as a collective or if it's by yourself. It's always, always, always something. Because there are things that we deal with in society as a whole, people. But then there are little microaggressions that we deal with white people and other people of color that we are constantly having to navigate on our daily lives. In the fucking workplace. Don't even get me started about the workplace. Like, it's constantly an
uphill battle. Y'all know I can go in about the workplace.
It is constantly an uphill battle.
It is.
Being black, I'm just going to say in America, because that's the only reality that I know, is being a black woman in America.
And of course,
as Nye and I are, like, young professionals, we haven't even this ain't even the tip of the iceberg of the shit that we're gonna encounter.
Yo, and it's crazy. It's crazy because there's an, when I was working at Target, there was an older woman. And she, when I say older, I mean she was probably like in her 60s. And she was listening to me talk with someone else. And she was like, yo, you're so smart. And like, you've been through so much. And she looked me dead in my eye. And she said, and if you think what you've gone through already is something, just wait on the rest. And I'm like, wait, right. Huh? Like, and it's not that I had a hard life or anything, but like, I done been through some shit. So for her to look me, she stood flat-footed and looked me in my eye and said, if you think that's it, wait for the rest. Like, huh?
Right.
My grandmother tells me all the time, like, and it's not that older people, they knock our hustle, they knock what we go through, but it's just like, if you think that's tough, wait till you see what's next.
Right. And it's because they've lived it. Like, they already know, like, it's been a pattern. And while I do see a little bit of, like, progress coming to us in the next years or so. People have to understand, and this is what I think, this is the problem in the past. People thought that because we, like, Jim Crow was done, segregation was done, we were allowed to integrate, we were allowed to go to school with white people, that, okay, that was it. Like, there's nothing else to worry about. But it's never just that. That's what you guys have to understand. It's never just that. Even after this, even after the protests, even after we're screaming and doing whatever in the streets, and we get them to pass certain laws, and we get them to fucking paint the street in Black Lives Matter, which is bullshit to me. I'll get back to that. Even if we get them to pass certain laws, like, that's not it. That's right. Not the end all be all, because at the end of the day, we are still going to have to... There's still going to be an individual fight, right, that we fight within our communities. We may fight in societal, like, in society, and they may pass the laws for us, but there are people who break the fucking laws, so you have to be vigilant of that. You have to be vigilant of the fact that, like, people will still treat you unfairly, but try to be more creative, right, about doing it.
Absolutely.
The violence against Black people are not going to stop, because... Like, I keep saying it, and I'm not trying to be too deep about it, but the war that we're having is not just with the police, it's not just with the government, it's literally a war of the mind. We can get people to sign the laws, drop all the shit, but at the end of the day, if these people still hate us, if these people still find it that our lives don't actually matter, then we're still steps way, way, way behind.
Right. Definitely. And like Shay was saying, like, there's definitely been some progress. So yesterday they officially had the ban for Breonna Taylor. So it's the, what was it called? The no knock ban or something like that.
Yes.
So like, they can't like issue the, if they have a warrant, they have to knock and all that type of stuff before like bursting in your house. Like there's steps now that, which I personally believe that was common sense. Like, you don't just bust into someone's house because you have a warrant. I feel like there's things that you need to confirm before you bust in the house, because unfortunately, yes, Breonna Taylor lost her life, but that could have been someone's freaking 5-year-old that they shot by accident. That could have.
And there is a story like that as well.
Yeah.
Tatiana Jones, like, there's a story, like, you, right, you guys already killed a baby. And nothing was really done about that. But the thing is, when it comes to... I'm not going to comment on that. I don't want to bring that.
But... That's a conversation for a different day, because I just had to bite my tongue. I was about to say something. And it probably was along, okay, the same lines of what you're about to say. But
okay,
that's progress that we have. Nike, Ben & Jerry's, Reebok. There's so many brands that have been like putting things in place. Nike is giving their freaking employees Juneteenth as a paid holiday. Like, that is amazing. We didn't get acknowledgement, right, for that day before. Ben and Jerry's, they have some other freaking, Ben and Jerry's have been arrested for protesting with us, y'all. They done been arrested for that's huge. They've taken up I don't remember.
I think I want to get their ice cream today.
Girl, we finna celebrate.
That's what we're gonna do after this.
Yeah, now facts. I'm with it. But they, like, there's so many things that are changed. They've been taking up statues. There's a statue that was, like, beheaded. I think it was a Christopher Columbus statue was beheaded. Like, and it's like, even though
I doubt that.
That whole Christopher Columbus thing, it wasn't done peacefully. Like, they were protesting, they started rioting and all that type of stuff, and someone beheaded the thing. But it's like, there's progress. Like, the fact that they're demolishing these statues, it's getting rid of a taste that was in people's mouth already. Virginia has been doing, now y'all know Virginia has a bad reputation for being Confederate and all that type of stuff.
Listen,
Virginia has been doing so fucking much. Like, I never, Virginia, Texas, like, so much. There's progress, y'all. It's
really, these are states that you would never think would budge.
Right.
Ever.
They took, freaking Virginia took down one of their Confederate flags in, like, a major place. Those slavery statues were taken up, like it's just amazing.
I think that's all good. It's all good.
Facts.
Like, people, of course, are mad at it because they're like, oh, this is history. This is, okay, but there are a lot of histories of Black people that have been utterly destroyed.
Right.
There are histories about, like, our people in this country. Not even, like, let's say we forgave for all the history erased from when we were brought over.
Right.
Right? So let's not even count that. Years and generations of people that were back on in the home country. So let's say we forgave people for that. Just the history in the state of alone of Black people, a lot of that is erased. A lot of it is erased. So the fact that y'all give me a little statues knocked down, it's fine. It's fine. You guys want to still uphold slaveholders' chess pieces throughout your neighborhoods because low-key, I feel like you still want slavery to be a thing.
Right.
I think that's just a reflection of your mindset. It's a reflection of the mindset. It's okay if it comes down. Like, there's a history that this country is not acknowledging. And of course, people are going to say, well, that has nothing to do with what's happening in present day. But a lot of that shit is connected.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A whole lot of it is connected, and nobody wants to talk about it because it's uncomfortable. Nobody wants to talk about the uncomfortable things that have happened to Black people in this country. No one wants to call it what it actually is. And I'm not even calling it what it actually is right now. But we know.
Right, for the sake of...
know.
Y'all know what it is. And that's what's... People are playing stupid by it. First things first, I will say, I personally believe racism is something that is taught. I have white friends who has not... I've witnessed them not have one racist moment. If they had a racist thought, obviously that's something that I couldn't control because I can't read minds. But, like, right. I've had friends who, not even friends, like, people in my neighborhood, people that I just see in the day-to-day, the minute something happens, they help, they're there. It doesn't matter the color of their skin. But I've also seen, there are children who are racist. My brother is 5 years old. I mean, it's 7 years old and my sister's 5. They can't say, oh, I'm not going to be friends with her because she's white, because that's what they think. Children don't know that shit.
They don't think
they're
that
taught it. So be careful what you're feeding your children. Like, that's literally it. The children of today will definitely be the leaders of tomorrow, and I'm pretty sure people are tired of hearing that. But it literally, think about this shit. If Trump's parents didn't teach him the shit that he knew, he wouldn't act the way he was acting. Yeah. It's definitely gotten worse over the years, but, like, they're the ones who gave him that foundation to think that Black people were beneath him, that all Black people could ever do is work for him. And he has this horrible mindset, and he's acted on it for years and years and years, and no one's ever put him in his place. They've made him think that because he has this nonchalant attitude that he can rule the world one day, and that's what he's doing. He's ruling America, making our lives a living hell. In all actuality, if this country had things put in place so that people with money didn't have privileges, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in now.
Exactly.
A lot of this bullshit that was happening before Bush, Clinton, and all those other presidents, they might not have been the best presidents, but this shit wasn't happening on their watch. And Trump got where he got because he had a little bit of coin, and he has this nonchalant attitude, and y'all are praising him because he's so nonchalant. But he's nonchalant and uneducated, and now look at our fucking country. Right. And that's not, it's not just him. Y'all make people on YouTube famous for being nonchalant and ignorant.
And dumb.
Right. Like, that's literally what y'all do. Y'all let them think that what they're doing is okay, and it's not. It's time to speak up. It's time to act out. Obviously, you, if you feel like acting out and having to, you know, scream and fight is your way, I mean, listen, do what you gotta do. I'm not promoting it at all, but it's time for y'all to make some genuine changes. Like, it really is. The companies that are out here promoting Trump, we didn't all say that they were canceled, but are they really canceled? Like, are you gonna cancel, continue to keep them canceled when everything goes back to, you know, once they give us the verdict, which I hope that they give this man murder one. I mean, if they put it to murder two, if we got to settle with that, then okay. It's better than that murder three. But we're really pushing for murder one. I want to hope that he gets prosecuted to the very fullest extent so that we can finally get some change happening in this place. But when it's all said and done, are you going to continue to boycott Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Olive Garden, Chili's? Like, are you going to continue to do that?
That's even like the Blackout Tuesday thing. Like, I'm not saying it's not bad that we're doing one day, but how consistent are we going to be with it? Like, if we're going to say, okay, Blackout Tuesday, are we doing it just for 1 month, or are we going to continue Blackout Tuesday? Like, how consistent are we going to be? And I think that's part of the reason why the country even plays with us like this, because we have them like a really big, we have big buying power in this country. Black people have really big buying power. Not even the fact that we have the money, because even poor people are trying to do their best to go buy a pair of Balenciagas. So we know we have huge, huge, huge buying power. And because of that, we could really like mess with some companies. I'm not saying we can put them out of business. I'm not trying to do that. But I'm not trying to say that. But what I'm saying is we do have buying power. So with things like Blackout Tuesday or trying to shift our pockets to Black-owned businesses, like how good are we going to be at keeping that together?
Right.
Or is it just going to be for the duration of the protest and then we go back to buying from people who hate us?
Right. And I feel like, obviously, it's all about practicing what you preach too. Because obviously me and Shay, we've said what we had to say from the beginning of this and we've stuck to it through and through. But it's other people. Like, you guys have to continue to be accountable for what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're buying, where you're buying it. Because just because, and it's not to say, all right, Curls is a natural hair product that I use. I can buy it at Target or I can buy it where the white man makes more profit than the person who's actually putting the product out. So you have to be careful with all that. Like, try your hardest to go to the source and pay for whatever it is that they're putting out.
Right.
Obviously, if you find it in a store, cool, they still get, they get a profit off of it, but try to go straight to the horse's mouth. Continue to promote Black businesses. Like, people don't know that certain Black businesses are here because you guys aren't promoting them. So please promote, send us whatever you find. And also, please, just because it's a Black-owned business, don't mean that it's going to be cheaper. So get that out of your head. Just, you pay $40 for a t-shirt from a white person with one little stamp on it, but you can't pay $40 for a Black-owned business to do it. And that's where we're robbing each other the most, because the white person will have it for $12.99, but the Black person will have it for $16.99. And in your head, I'm saving myself $4, so I'm just gonna go over here. First things first, we're all taught quality over quantity. We're all taught that. Now, whether it's instilled in you or not, but we're all taught that. So the $16.99 may definitely be the better one. And it's going towards some, like, these Black businesses they're directly helping their communities.
Right.
Where these white businesses are just, they're helping themselves. There's so many Black-owned businesses that we could be supporting, but they're not in circulation enough. So definitely change what's in circulation. And that's what people were saying regarding when they found out Instagram and Facebook they were like Trump supporters or whatever. You control what you put on Instagram and Facebook. They don't control that shit. Someone could report you. They can remove your content and you can put that shit right the fuck back.
Right.
So, like, it all, how you handle things. Oh, this goes right into the whole canceled shit. How you handle things is going to make a difference. Now, for me, Chick-fil-A and those restaurants that happily promote and support what Trump is doing, I'm canceling them, and I'm sticking to my word. I love going to Wendy's and getting a 4 for $4, but I'm going to just have to go to Miss Saunders and pay $8 for a dinner, because I'm not, right. Like, I'm not dealing with it. And like I said, Facebook and all of them, they have donated money to Trump's organizations and shit like that. I will continue to use Instagram and Facebook because I control the content. I've been putting up Black Lives Matter shit everywhere. Y'all can't shut me down.
Right.
Y'all not gonna stop me.
And I feel like a little bit of me feels like that's like part of the goal for social media. It's like, okay, you know that we back Trump, so are you gonna delete? Like, I feel like part of them wants us to delete because a lot of our circulation and how we communicate with people are through these social media networks. Like, right. That's how we know what's happening in freaking San Francisco. That's how we know what's happening in Atlanta. Like, we're keeping in touch via social media. So I think part of it could be a ploy. Because they didn't have to take a political stance. They just want, like, it just came out. Like, they wanted to show us, like, this is where we are.
Right. So definitely make sure y'all are monitoring that. I will vow that Black Girl T will participate in Blackout Tuesday all the time. I probably won't post the picture, the blackout picture all the time, but I won't be posting any content on that day. And then, okay. Y'all be canceling stuff and y'all be having little comments to make. And I really want y'all to educate yourselves before you, post things. So let me go to the post because I saved it. I don't know if you saw this, Shay, but as you guys know, gyms are opening up this week, and they've been putting out new stipulations, obviously, because of coronavirus. So certain gyms have been saying, you know, no more than 100 people, no outside clothing, no shower use. They've been really strict with, like, you know, no oversized clothing. If your shirt is like a 4X and you're a 1X, like, don't wear it. No excessive, like, I guess people have been bringing like coolers to the gyms, and like they have their own water there. So because there's no use of refrigerators and that type of thing, if you bring a cooler and it can't have excessive things in it. And this is like from gyms. I've seen Equinox make a post. I've seen Fitness Edge, so many gyms, but people have been reacting to Planet Fitness and how they've been handling things. So previous to all this, they offered, let me read you guys what the flyer says. It says special offer for police officers, 1 free year classic membership. But it wasn't, this is not something, every frontline had their own flyer. So obviously there was one for the police department, there was one for nurses and doctors, there was one for police officers, but each of them had their own. People have been taking pictures of the one that says police officers and feel like that they shouldn't be promoting. They're still the front line.
Right.
And yes, all cops aren't bad cops, but how would y'all feel if, because there was one bad Black person who genuinely fucked shit up for us, they punished all of us? And that's what they did in the past. Let's be honest.
That's what they did in the past.
Right. But like, this is not okay for y'all to just assume that the police should not be getting a membership because, and first of all,
that's where their stance.
Right. But at the end of the day, y'all are sitting here saying, oh, they need more training and all that type of stuff. The freaking gyms will train police. Obviously not to the same extent of the police academy, but they will train them. So I'm not understanding where the issue is. You want police to have better training, but as soon as something's put in place for them. And this also was a promotion that was ran before all this shit happened.
Right.
And they're like, oh, well, if the company...
So be careful of a lot of what you see on the internet as well, because, of course, people are going to... Okay, organizations that have backed the police or, like, have offered things to the police, they're going to get super, super criticized now because it's going to come out that they have in the past backed respectfully. Even though that sign may have been from a couple years ago, if people are just finding it today and it's relevant to what's happening today, then they're going to run with it.
Right.
You have to do a lot of your own research and, like, even what you... I'm not saying don't believe what you see, but, like, be critical. Be definitely be critical and do more research than what someone is just telling you. Like, go back and see what the dates are.
Right.
Not that police brutality was ever at a super low for us, but just be critical.
Right. So, along with that flyer, they also put out some new dress code standards and stuff like that. So, again, like, the no excessive towels, no clothing within the store, no personal, like, duffel bags and shit like that. But here's the new dress code that people of color are having an issue with. No jeans, no headgear except baseball caps, no boots and sandals. So, then people obviously had started asking questions because... what are you considering headgear? Now, there are people who wear the sweatbands. There are people who wear do-rags. There are people who wear turbans. There are people who wear scarves. So they issue something else explaining the sweatbands are fine. Women who wear the hijabs, like, they offer sports ones so that you don't, it doesn't fly off of your neck while you're exercising and shit like that. And no do-rags. And people are like, well, look at that. Like, we black people won't be able to go to the gyms because they can't wear do-rags. And I personally seen this on three people's social media. And I had to address this shit with my cousin. So I reached out to my cousin once he was someone who said, I'll read you his caption because I screenshot everything. His caption was like, are you effing kidding me, America? Like, are y'all serious? Black people can't do nothing. So I was like, let's look at this as a safety issue and not as a race issue. A do-rag can unravel and can get caught in a machine. The injury from that can be far worse than whatever the injury is from a baseball cap falling off of your head. Where during sports, people do wear baseball caps. However, do-rags aren't allowed in sports. Overall, headgear shouldn't be a thing. And the whole police statement is not something that I was willing to address on social media. Now, basketball is a sport that is played by mostly black men and black women. If they can't wear do-rags in the NBA, why do you think that they should let you wear it in the gym?
Right.
It's a safety hazard. It's not because they don't want black people to, you know, not wear do-rags. They're just trying to be safe. The truth of the matter is, if you're running, I wear scarves, silk scarves. If I am running, that silk scarf can unravel itself.
Get right into
a freaking treadmill and then I'm dead. Now, that's not the gym's fault because I should have been taking the proper precautions of that in the first place. You guys have to learn when something is targeting your race and when it's not.
Right.
Them telling us that you can't wear do-rags when you're in there exercising is not a race thing. Because they also said that women shouldn't be wearing the tie-up hijabs and the tie-up scarves. They're not saying you can't wear your head wrap at all. They're just saying we have the one. They are, first of all, they're offering you the head wraps that are good for athletic wear, which a lot of other companies would just tell you what you can't wear and they wouldn't offer you anything. The fact that this gym offers the Nike hijab, amazing. If you want to wear a stocking cap on your head, they have them in the vending machine. Amazing. Like, some companies would have just said, don't wear a head wrap in our store or to our, you know, to use our facility. And that's would have been what it was. It wouldn't have been, here are alternatives. Here are safe alternatives as well. Like, this isn't a race thing. It has nothing to do with being black. Because now, if right. You want to open up that can of worms, black people shouldn't be exercising. Muslim people shouldn't be exercising. Like, it goes all the way down the line and that's not what they're saying. Please read into things properly before you make a big thing
deep
out of it.
Into things. Deep. Read deeper. That's the one thing we're not doing. We're not reading deeper. And I think that, like, I do understand some people's frustrations because there are little things that are put in place as, like, petty things that are put into place that do want to prevent black people from doing certain things. Don't get me wrong. And I know that sometimes it's hard to understand, like, what side of the fence.
Right.
Like, that message could be coming from. But dig a little deeper, and I promise you, if you dig a little deeper, things will become a little more clear.
And it takes 2 seconds to dig a little deeper. Like,
right. We're not even telling you to do a year's worth of work. It's literally like, okay, let's click a little more. Let's go read another article. Like, you cannot get your information from one source either.
And you guys just look crazy because in the same 5 minutes it took for you to write out this whole long paragraph of how racist this is, it could have taken you the same 5 minutes to read into us to see that Planet Fitness really just wants y'all to be safe.
Right.
And it's like, okay, like, you want to hit people where their pockets were. Now, let's say Planet Fitness decides moving forward. So all of the police officers who signed up for the free membership that they were offering them, all the ones who signed up for it before this event will still get the membership. And then moving forward, this is not a promotion that they're running anymore. That's an effective thing. You not going to the gym because they had something before all this went down is so dumb. And then it's like, okay, Planet Fitness put out something about, I think it was Planet Fitness, or Planet Fitness. They put out this thing, like, siding with it, but in the same breath, they also said Black Lives Matter. They put things in place for you to see that Black Lives Matter. But because they put out the whole thing that they were giving the police officers a free membership, you're deciding that you're not gonna go there when I didn't see one Black Lives Matter post from Equinox. I didn't see one Black Lives Matter post from Swinon. But y'all gonna run to them too because they didn't say anything about the police.
Right.
And then you like, and I'm not saying that Equinox and Swinon don't care about Black Lives Mattering. I just didn't see them publicly putting things in place for it. And not saying something and you being silenced is a big confirmation of things right now, and at least for me,
right?
Because I was like, I haven't looked into things with Equinox, but I would go to Equinox and get waxed. So if I go and I thoroughly look and see that there's no Black Lives Matter or we're standing with people with this whole situation, if there's nothing in place, bye, y'all lost as a customer. But we're Planet Fitness, where they're trying to put things in place and y'all are just they you're not allowing them to write it, they're just as wrong as people who do the same thing to us.
Right.
So y'all gotta make sure that y'all are genuinely, why is my phone doing this? Y'all have to make sure that y'all are really, like, in for the right here. Because if y'all aren't, the same thing you're fighting for, you're gonna have to keep, it's gonna continue to be a vicious cycle if you guys don't go about things the right way.
Yeah. And get your knowledge. Ask all the questions you need to ask. Dig deep.
Right. Digging deep is the,
like, go ahead. Companies, like, for a company to try to say that they want to stay out of this, like, oh, this doesn't, this doesn't affect us. We don't have a side. Like, that should tell you something.
Right. You have Black people who work at every, there's a Black person that works at every company. And believe it or not, there are Black people who work at companies because the company allows them there. But there's also Black people who work at companies because there's a fucking quota.
Right.
So if a company is saying we're staying out of this, that's a company that's trying to meet a quota, if you ask me. And you go in there and there's probably that one fucking Black person that works there anyways. It's a lot.
Because we're not asking individual people to say it. We're just, as a company, you're representing. And right. If you're representing that you don't, okay, I have no feeling about this, okay. That's all you need
and
to know.
And for you, like, in this, for the companies and for people in your personal life, you don't have a comment or you don't have a feeling about racism?
Right.
Like, that says a lot about a person.
You're compliant.
Right?
You're compliant. And you may not be personally out here calling people the N-word with the hard R, but you have no feels for it. Toward it. So, to me, that means you don't care.
You definitely don't care. That's it. It literally, you do not care. And you
That's
just...
That's it.
I can go on and on and on about this. If you guys are protesting... be safe, like Shay said. But go ahead, Shay.
My closing statement for this is in regards to the All Lives Matter thing.
Oh, Lord.
It's not anything crazy.
No, I just hate that. I just hate that movement.
Yeah, if you honestly feel like, and I keep seeing this sign around, someone did that at a protest, and it's like, yeah, this makes a lot of fucking sense. If you really do think that all lives matter, why aren't you guys fighting with us as well?
Right.
Or is it because y'all don't think that we're actually people? Like, that's tea. Like, do you not think we're people? That's why you're saying, that's why you're saying all lives matter, but not actually backing us. Because if all lives matter, then you should be mad about this too. That means that anytime somebody is inconvenienced by an authority figure, that we should all be running up to be with each other, running up to be on some, like, standing behind and backing each other if all lives really matter. But instead of doing that, people are just mocking us.
Right.
The whole all lives matter thing is a mockery, and it's a slap in the face, because if you actually felt like it was all lives,
well, you'd be out there with us. Right. And I have two things to say, and then I'm wrapping up. I'm done. The whole taking a knee thing, when Colin Kaepernick did that shit, he was making a statement. Right now, that is mocking how George Floyd died. Like, stop taking a knee. Yes, just sit on the ground, crisscross applesauce then. Like, you're mocking it right now, and that gotta stop. Like, these white people coming up, pulling up to the scene with kente cloth, you are mocking. Y'all not supporting, you are mocking. Get that damn kente cloth off your neck.
Oh my God.
It is fucking government officials.
Officials that are mocking it. And the fact that taking a knee is, it does two things. One, it's a slap in the face for Colin, for Kaepernick, because he was peacefully protesting. And that's what, and everyone was mad that he was peacefully protesting.
And y'all couldn't give...
That shit happened to his career.
Yo, right.
This man's career.
He lost a job for this. And it's crazy. It's crazy because we are in a pandemic. Y'all can't watch sports because you're forced. But when he was asking y'all not to watch fucking Monday Night Football to protest with him, y'all act like y'all couldn't fucking do it. But now you have no choice. Right. Now you want to be on the field and now you want to take the knee. It's too late.
Right.
It's too late. And I'm tired of having to live with the whole too late movement. And it's not a white people thing with the whole too late. It's black people.
Yeah.
Black people couldn't, y'all could not stay out of Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the football game. Y'all could not go to sports bars to watch sports bars not to watch the football game. When freaking NBA players were telling y'all to do, and these are people that y'all are on hands down fighting for every day. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, like, they were asking y'all to do things, stay off, don't watch football with them. They were asking y'all. Y'all had the NBA partnering with the NFL to take a stand and y'all couldn't do it. But now that you have no choice but to do it, y'all are giving them the fuel to add to the fire. And my last thing is, if y'all gonna go out there and protest, please be peaceful. There are people, there are a lot of attorneys that are like happily, helping people get bailed out of jail for protesting, but try not to go down that route. There's a lot of things in place. Just because there is a protest doesn't mean that you have to be out there holding your sign. Like we said on the in the Tea Party, like, go out there and bring people water. Me and Shay about to get a hot dog stand. It's over for y'all.
Right.
y'all finna have some hot dogs after this long ass thing. I will be protesting on June 20th. And helping with the rally, but I'm as far as the protest end of this, I'm not gonna be too much on the front lines for that. Like, once they start protesting, I'm a scooch out and start handing out waters. Yeah. I actually bought like mad water to help pass out. But like, just be safe. I hope that everybody is going to freaking Washington to march on in in August. I think it's August 28th. August 28th, the March on Washington. I really, really want to be there. If you are going, let a girl know.
Let us know.
I sit in your trunk, drive to Washington. Bro, unless, if I start walking now, I might get to Washington by the 28th. I think it's August 28th. I could meet you in Mount Vernon and we could go over. Okay. I'll take the train to Mount Vernon and then we could walk.
I would dead ass walk on the highway too. I do not care.
Yo, no, with my sign. Please don't hit me. I'm going to Washington. Yo, imagine if, like, I know for, like, we say this shit just laughing, but if we started walking to Washington, do you know how many other people would follow behind us?
No, seriously.
That's the...
Like, as we pass through cities, like, yeah, pull up on us.
it is crazy because that's been the narrative of me and Shay. Like, we're like, all right, we're gonna do this, and then we see all the people that are supporting us in the background. It's like, oh shit.
Oh shit.
This is a thing. But yes, stay safe, guys. If you're going to protest, also bring your mask just in case.
Yeah, mask. Stay hydrated. It's been hot. Bring a little like drawstring bag, I guess.
For those of you who did not cancel Target, Target actually has the cooler book bags. They're super lightweight, but you can't load that shit up, of course. But super lightweight, get the job done, and you're all good. Anything else you have to say, Shay? Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Also, wait. I think my last thing. Don't be in a comment acting crazy.
Yo, because I'm sorry. In the beginning, when me and Shay were talking about this, I was like, oh, I don't want to have to deal with that. But if you go off in the comments, I realize right now, I'm going to go off with you. If you act up, okay. I'm going to act up with you. Respectfully, of course. Hey. But I will respectfully go off with y'all.
Well, if you listen to the whole thing and a lot of things aren't cleared up, well, I don't think we've cleared a lot of things, but like, obviously with the All Lives Matter thing, if you comment saying All Lives Matter, we did not disagree with you. We're saying, why aren't you fighting with us if that is the case?
Right.
That's it.
All right, so me and Shay are going to go and get some Ben and Jerry's and take a 5-mile walk.
Yes.
Be safe. Stay tuned.
Bye.
Bye.